Radio 1350 KMAN.
You like that?
Very nice.
Thank you.
Welcome to In Focus. It's Monday. I'm Brady Bowman, and we got a jam-packed show to start the week off. We're going to talk a little bit about Walmigo here in just a second. We'll also have Sue Nelson with K-State Vet Med. She'll come in for the second segment. Last half hour, we'll also have Deb Nuss and Dave Baker. We're going to talk about Manhattan Juneteenth, which is coming up just around the corner. But right now, we'll talk about Walmigo and a very special event that's going on there. We got Darren Solden with the Walmigo Chamber of Commerce. We also got Julia Slane and Chris Shear with Caterpillar in Walmigo. And I'm sure everybody's been hearing the commercials. We've been playing those spots on across all our stations here in Manhattan Broadcasting. But the wall that heals, a very special thing, Darren, that's coming to Walmigo.
Absolutely. We're honored to have the wall coming this week. We'll have an opening ceremony on Thursday, June 14th, and it will be here open continuously to the public, free to attend until 1 o'clock on Sunday the 17th. So this is a three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Think about, for those of you that have been to the wall in Washington, D.C., what a large memorial that is. So three-quarter scale is still very large, 375 feet long. To be exact, that'll be set up in Walmigo City Park, and it truly is something that is going to be an incredible experience, not just for folks that were Vietnam-era vets or have a direct connection, but a great educational experience for folks, whether you're bringing out your kids or your grandkids. Bring them out to the wall. There's an education center there, and just because of the scale of the actual wall, it truly is a moving experience.
And still pretty big size. Even it's smaller, but it's coming in on a big truck.
It is coming in on a really big truck, and we've got it shoehorned into City Park. It's just going to fit, but a beautiful setting, kind of out in the middle of the park, just west of the pond in City Park in Walmigo, and it takes up a pretty big chunk of space there. But a beautiful backdrop of trees, and it's going to be a really special event. Like I said, you can come out, bring the family, great educational opportunity as well, and a lot of opportunity for other things in Walmigo too. Park downtown. You can park on the west side the park, the north side of the park, walk over. That's probably going to be your best bet for parking. Visit some of the local restaurants, come out and grab lunch, shop a little bit while you're in downtown Walmigo.
And Caterpillar is a big part of this, a big sponsor. We got a couple from Caterpillar here in the studios. And Julie, I'm just looking at your shirt, Armed Forces Support Network with Caterpillar. Whoever wants to go ahead, and I guess Julie, we'll start with you. Talk about Caterpillar's partnership here.
Yes, Caterpillar's partnership is that Chris, actually, who's here with me today also, it was his idea to do this. So he went to our leadership, and then we went to the chamber for some help with that. And so we're sponsoring it together to get it here. But it's taken a lot of the community and everyone around to come together to volunteer for it. Caterpillar loves to come out to the community to do things. And the employee resources group is Armed Forces Support Network that we do recruiting, we do helping community events, as well as educating employees on Armed Forces.
And Chris, if you want to talk about that motivation to get CAT involved.
Well, about 11 months ago, we had a meeting what we're going to do for the next year. And about 15 years ago, there's three different traveling walls that goes around the United States, and this is the official one from Washington, D.C. And I kind of remember back 15 years ago, I was in the reserves. I'm still in the reserves, and my company put me on orders to help out at the wall down there. So when I was thinking at work, what can we do next, they kind of popped in my head, let's see if we can do it. So I went to our facility manager to ask if we can do it. I gave him what it's about, what it's for, what it's going to cost to get it here, and he got with Darren, and he said, let's do it. So it's just a little way that a future or a current soldier can give back to his brothers and sisters of the past to help them out.
So that's really what partnership is like. It's helping out and hauling it and getting it here. Because as we talked about, that's no easy task with something this size.
Now, Chris is heading up a group that's going to actually be escorting the wall in on Wednesday. And so the setup goes on Wednesday. But Chris, you might talk a little bit more about what's going to happen there, because folks from Manhattan can come out and as it rolls through the south side of Manhattan and actually see the truck and the escort coming through on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, so we're going to have roughly 150, 200 motorcycles, veterans, non-veterans riding, escorting the wall. We're going to meet at Sat Brothers and about 8 o'clock. and we're going to leave about 10 till 9 and turn on to exit 303, pick up K18 in Manhattan here. We should be here in Manhattan by around 9:30-ish. We're going to have fire trucks, police escort, old military vehicles, new military vehicles, a lot of motorcycles, and the wall that's coming too. So it's going to be a real special event.
Brady Bowman here in studio with Darren Solden of Amigo Chamber of Commerce. Also got Julia Slane and Chris Shear with Caterpillar. We're talking about the Wall That Heals, which will start on June 14th. It'll go through the 17th at City Park in Wamego. And Darren, we got two different ceremonies here. We got an opening ceremony and a closing ceremony.
Yeah, and these are going to be really exciting. Our opening ceremony on June 14th, we're absolutely honored to welcome Roger Donlan, who will be our keynote speaker. Roger was the very first Medal of Honor recipient in Vietnam in 1964. If you'd like to learn more about him, I actually just posted this morning on our Wamego Chamber Facebook page a great video from 1964 of him receiving that Medal of Honor from Lyndon B. Johnson in the White House. Really nice Washington Post story from 4 or 5 years ago celebrating the 50th anniversary of him receiving the Medal of Honor. So that's up online too. Check those out. Really a unique individual, a true hero. And somebody that's going to be joining us and talking to us at that opening ceremony. So that's at 10 a.m. on Thursday the 14th. It'll be down in Wamego City Park right in front of the wall. Make sure if you're coming down to that, arrive a little bit early so you can find some parking and get into the park there. But excited to kick it off with that. We'll also have some local elected officials. Tracy Mann, Kansas Lieutenant Governor, will be in attendance, and some leadership from Caterpillar. And then on Sunday, the 17th, that's on Father's Day, come out after lunch, 1 p.m. on Sunday for our closing ceremony. And someone that's familiar to a lot of listeners, General Michael Dodson will be our speaker. Mr. Dodson's a retired 3-star general, also a Manhattan City Commissioner, and will be our speaker there. And we're also proud to welcome U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, who will be speaking at our closing ceremony as well. So come out on Thursday morning and kick it off with us. So we expect large crowd and should be a good morning. And then Sunday we'll be out kind of celebrating the fact that celebrating the wall stay in Wamego and again a great program at both events. So look forward to having folks out.
And a 21-gun salute on the closing ceremony as well.
Absolutely. 21-gun salute. We'll be playing taps, and so the full pomp and circumstance.
We'll also be playing taps every night while the wall's there also.
And such an important thing, especially if you know your history a little bit, it's really just recently that we're giving Vietnam veterans really kind of their due, because when they first came back during Vietnam and shortly after, it was a much different time in a lot of ways. There's a lot of people that were against the war and took out that frustration on those soldiers that went. So this is kind of, we're seeing this a lot now, kind of across the country, that these Vietnam veterans are finally getting their due and the respect.
That's why it's called the Wall That Heals. You know, it brings the healing that soldiers need, the closure that they're looking for.
It does. And a couple other things that are really important here with the scheduling. Thursday is actually the Army's birthday. It's also Flag Day on June 14th. And then we invite folks out to visit the new Wamego Area Veterans Memorial, which is also located in the northeast corner of City Park, accessible from 6th Street. So while they're in town, seeing the wall, go check out that. Just a spectacular bronze, a beautiful black granite wall, very nicely done. All of this, you can find more information on visitwamego.com. So that's kind of your source for information. Visitwamego.com. Find more about speakers and schedule for opening and closing ceremony, places to eat, things to do and see in Wamego, and everything you need to know about the wall's visit.
Very good. And before we go to break, any last words before we get to Sue Nelson in?
Big thanks to Caterpillar. I mean, this really was driven, a big thanks to Chris. This was really driven by Caterpillar and great community partners. We're really proud to have the Caterpillar facility in Wamego. And like a lot of things we do, we take big bites in Wamego and put on some big events, and it takes great partners like Caterpillar to make it happen.
If it wasn't for the community to pull together to get it done, and it would never happen. So big thanks to the community and everybody involved, and thanks to y'all too.
Very good. Thanks so much for coming on and telling us a little bit more about it. I know we'll be there Thursday. We'll probably be there Sunday as well. So stick around for later coverage of that. When we come back, we'll have Sue Nelson with K-State VetMed right here on KMAN News Radio.